The Downtown Management District is looking for a few good local filmmakers. The Real Authentico Video Contest is asking entrants to produce a video that captures the spirit of Authentico in downtown El Paso. Winners will be highlighted in an insider feature article, have their video distributed on the official Downtown El Paso YouTube channel, and will have their videos presented at the Plaza Classic Film Festival. Here to tell us all about it is Rudy Vasquez from the Downtown Management District. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Hi, Marina. You said that so well. There's nothing else to talk about.
That's it. It's over.
So
filmmakers,
concise.
Sign up.
That's it.
But really, I mean, you've been working on this Authentico campaign for a while.
Yeah, we plan it. And then we obviously we have our marketing plan and then we have the rollout. So we're giving videographers about a month and about a week to get it together. And it all culminates in about 59 seconds to a minute, 59 seconds worth of footage. So lots of footage to kind of edit it down to something very small, but there's a lot of work in that. So I think it's a good amount of time for people to get creative and get down there.
Oh, absolutely. And then there's no shortage of material when it comes to downtown El Paso.
That's true. The material is there. The contextually, there's just, it's a gold mine. You know,
mm-hmm.
You've got new business, you've got culture, you've got new infrastructure, you've got people there individually that are doing great things. So I know that my boss, Joe, whom you know, he gets a little nervous when we do any kind of contest that requires a dependency on the public to do something and do their part. I'm not worried about it, but I urge people to like at least email me that they're working on it.
Right, because artists are an interesting batch.
Yeah.
They're doing their stuff, but it's a lot like JJ from Proper Print Off said. It's like herding cats.
Yeah. We deal with last Thursday is a great group of people, but that is a night full of artists. So we understand that. And me being one, it's the 11th hour syndrome. So I know we're going to get good stuff. It would be nice to know who's submitting. But I know that in this, it's very flexible. So people
right.
can submit and they can use their iPhone. It doesn't have to be an iPhone. It could be an Android. But I know that phones nowadays have the capability to take great video.
Oh, you can do, especially if it's, a short. You don't have to worry too much.
Sure. I mean, you can use an app
mm-hmm.
or you can get very technical. So we have it flexible for, amateurs to do it. Or you can have a team if you work with a market agency and want to, shoot off and do your own thing on your own time. We're just hoping that it'll give us sort of like a variety. And if we've learned anything, that means someone can shoot a movie with an iPhone or you can shoot a terrible movie with a billion-dollar budget.
Right.
So,
which is very common.
It's yeah. It hangs with the talent. What, did you see the Batman v Superman? You did, huh?
I haven't.
Yeah,
I'm not a comic book person.
It's horrible. No, I'm gonna lose some entrance for that.
So how did you get this prize package? Because getting your video short shown at the Plaza Classic is pretty fantastic.
I just ask. People can say no, but we really were given it wasn't a favor, but they were nice enough to slip us into the programming. This isn't going to be in the big theater. It's going to be in the foundation room. But still, to be part of the programming, you're in there with the classic films, and they have segments for, in this case, it's called Local Flavor. So it'll be fit in there with the local flavor films
mm-hmm.
and presented as first, second, and third place. And it's going to be on August 6th, and it's a free section of the programming for the Plaza Classic. So it is nice. I mean, there's going to be, hundreds of people there, thousands throughout the course of the entire festival. And just to be part of that is it's prestigious.
Yeah, and it's a great entry into becoming an actual feature. Let's say you want to be featured in the local flavor section of it.
That's true. You can graduate to that.
Sure.
Or maybe you have been and you're just, you're part of this. Or maybe you have both in there. I don't know. But there's so much talent here that that's definitely a possibility.
So what are you looking to gain? Or what are you hoping that people turn into you when all is said and done?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I hate to, have expectation when it comes to creatives. But I know that with the Downtown Management District and the Downtown brand, we get to do a feature a week. That might be one of the favorite things that we do. And in doing that, we feature, things like infrastructure, new projects. But then we get to feature people. And that's my favorite part. So, I mean, people can go and they might have a friend that's doing live music on last Thursdays on the street that is a face that people just know or they have a talent that they listen to that's part of the variety of downtown. Or it might be an entrepreneur that's done several things downtown that people don't know about. It could be a muralist. It could be somebody that is doing something in business, or it could be a district. You can feature the shops on the border. You can get Union Plaza's nightlife. There's just so many things to choose from.
Yeah. Like we said before, there's no shortage of content. It's more about which thing do you want to focus on, right? Because I think that's going to make a good video. You find your subject matter, and you just stick with it, and you get to the bottom of it and show us what's up in, what, a course of a minute?
Yeah, it'll be, we're asking for under 2 minutes.
Okay.
And that's just because, and you know this from, doing social media.
Yeah,
that,
people don't get attention spans aren't that high.
three seconds, 10 seconds, it's a home run.
That's true.
Yeah, so if people could get, but in this case, we have several ways for people to see the videos. So we'll have them online, we'll have them on our website, we'll have them on our YouTube channel, and then they'll be featured at the Plaza Classic. Well, presented there. So, I mean, people will have opportunities for other people to sit down and, see their whole video.
All while presenting the Authentico spirit of downtown.
That's right. And, Authentico is an original. I think Authentic's all over the marketing world, all over the country, or if not the world. But I think at some point people saw that, or they got tired of being sold to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, as creative people, marketing people have to kind of like break down that facade and take their guard down so they can go, wow, I just got affected somehow by an ad and I didn't feel sold. And I think with downtown, you can't sell it to people.
No,
they
it's
know,
just be yourself.
Yeah, we can't act like we don't have all the history, but we can't pretend that progress isn't good. And we've also got so much culture there. And, it comes with, there's a little bit of rusticity to it, but then there's also a great veneer of newness.
Yeah.
And all of that is real. And it's hard to sell it as a whole. You can sell the pieces.
Right.
But we want just people to look at those pieces and show us from their lens what they see.
No, you're right. And I mean, just kind of like you said, and the pieces are so vastly different. And yet they're all in the same place, right? So you have these beautiful old buildings that are being polished up and being brought back to life with all new. Look at the Hotel Indigo, for example. It's just the old building sitting there, and all of a sudden it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And it just kind of keeps happening. But then you're right. You have your characters, your vendors that are out there saying, hey, come on in. I've got what you want.
Yeah.
You got all of it.
Yeah, we've got, it's one of my favorite clips. I think it's in the El Centro District promotional video we did. Our videographer caught, we were walking together and we got one of those old style, kind of like street barkers.
Yeah.
She was saying, Vengasen, Vengasen. And she had like the big glasses and stuff. And, that is gold. People leave the country to go experience something that's unadulterated.
Mm-hmm.
And we have that here. So you go a few blocks, north or east or west, and the people are different. The customers are different.
Mm-hmm.
The community is different. And in such a small footprint. So there's lots of content.
Well, you've been working with the DMD for a good while now.
It doesn't feel like it. I'm having such a good time. It don't remind me. Yeah, it's been since the end of 2013, and I can't forget it because my first day was on Halloween. So Halloween of 2013.
That's your marker.
Yeah.
So what have you seen as the main changes or main, evolution of downtown since then to now?
Well, when I got back into town, I wanted to be part of the city because we got hipsters. So I was like, wow, we caught up. And that was a good sign. But I know that the biggest change has, I don't know. It's hard to say any one thing. But if I were to say the result of change would be just that we have more people.
That's true. I mean, just the placita alone, it's always active.
Yeah. And you didn't see that before.
No.
I mean, you couldn't, obviously, physically, you couldn't get access. But even the perimeter and the people on the street, that is a magnet for the community, and rightly so. I mean, they take pride in it. And just the fact that you see people with no express purpose but to just enjoy downtown. They're not there because they have jury duty, but because they want to be for other reasons.
So that's true.
That's nice to see.
That's quite a big change when you mention
it,
because you do. You just want to go downtown just for the sole purpose of hanging out and being downtown.
Yeah.
Because, jury duty is no fun.
Yeah. No, it's
so
not.
So tell us the details of the contest. What are the deadlines? How do people get involved?
Sure.
Just give us the rundown.
Well, I prefer if they emailed myself at the office at rvasquez@elpasodmd.org so that I know that we're aware of an entrant. If you don't, that's okay, as long as you meet the July 26th deadline.
So that's the important day, July
26th. Yeah. You can get us the USB in our office, or you can email me with a way to download, you know, via Dropbox or Google Drive, any way for us to kind of make that simple process. And we want flexibility. And we're going to announce the winners first, second, and third place on August 3rd. And then the 6th, they'll be presented at the Plaza Classic. And also, you know, this is going to be distributed, like I said, online through all of our channels on social media through downtown El Paso. In addition, first place will get $300 in gift certificate money to a couple of businesses that you would like to choose from downtown.
Nice.
Have to be downtown businesses, $150 for second and $50 place for third. So even if you get third place, you can pay half your dinner at Cafe Central.
Yeah, you can still have a good time.
Oh, heck yeah.
And if people want to see any details on the contest other than what you've told us here, they can always find it on your website. Is that true?
Definitely. Spotlight section of downtownelpaso.com.
So that's what we've got here. It's the Real Authentico Contest. We're looking for you, local filmmakers, looking for shorts 2 minutes or less.
Right.
And then Rudy will make sure that you get placed all over the place, which
Definitely.
Is awesome.
Yeah.
If you have any questions about the Real Authentico, you can always go to their website. It's downtownelpaso.com under the Spotlight section. Today, my guest has been Rudy Vasquez from the El Paso DMD. Thank you for coming.
Thanks, Marina. Thank you.